It's a download here at 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. So now the country loves Democrats? All over the place, voters went to the polls and voted Democrat yesterday. Some are saying it's the Trump effect, but we are a very indecisive country that rarely picks one party for too long. So I wouldn't get too excited, Democrats, because you're on the clock now, and that means that voters will get mad at you next time, and the carryout for November 8th, 2020 will be like, conservatives sweep the state houses. You don't see that coming. It was reported today that the Trump administration is holding up the AT&T Time Warner merger until Time Warner sells Turner Broadcasting, the parent company of CNN. Experts in media mergers are perplexed because the merger doesn't create a conflict or change much about the deal. The only thing people are surmising is that the administration is looking for payback against CNN and won't approve them in any deal because of their political belief that CNN is against them, and that by selling them, this would devalue and destabilize the network. If that's true, scary that the White House would get involved in trying to hurt a media company. I mean, I was okay with the funny videos slamming CNN, but not sure how I feel about forcing the parent company to sell them. Maybe if he forced them to sell in gift form, then we'd all be like, yeah, do it. But the critics are livid, citing government overreach on First Amendment issues. No word on timing or next moves. Former President Barack Obama was at the Daily Center today for jury duty, but he was not picked to serve. Wah, wah. I wish I was there for that. I wish I was there for when he was dismissed. Juror number 25, the case involves medical malpractice. What's your thought on that? Well, I created the Affordable Care Act. Pass, next. Juror 26, state your name. I don't know how to spell it. We accept this, juror 26. That was my jury theater. Hopefully Obama said, this is great. This is my favorite thing. Obama said he's donating his $17 check to charity. When the charity was reached for comment, they're like, thanks? I mean, really, at this point? I mean, just take the $17 to Portillo's. Or buy a movie off Comcast. Charity? Poor charity. Hey, we got a check from the former president. Open it! Yay! Oh. Chance the Rapper showed up at city council to call out aldermen for approving the sale of land for a new police and fire academy on the west side. There are some that believe that the city doesn't need a new facility, especially when current facilities like public schools are underfunded. I was hoping for at least a performance, spoken word, something. But he just told aldermen he was confused by their action. But unlike the billions of young people, the aldermen were not buying what Chance was selling. They approved the sale. But man, did the local press love it! I bet the City Hall Press Corps put on a little more makeup than usual today. I mean, you know Phil Rogers was caked up. Chance is going to be here. All the brushes come out. Panera is buying Obon Pan. Huh. And here I thought the whole time they were the same. Well, now they will be. Guess I'm ahead of my time. And now it's time for the download's overused word of the day. Today's overused word. Referendum. And that was the download's overused word of the day. In weather, am I reading this right? It's supposed to get below freezing tomorrow night on Friday, low of 24. No. Some places in Illinois today in the outlying suburbs, 22. Not cool, Mother Nature. Not cool. In sports, the Bulls lost to the Raptors last night, but Bobby Portis put up 21 and 13 rebounds off the bench. He played so well that the Sun-Times put out a report this morning citing anonymous Bulls players who say that they have Portis's back over Nikola Mirotic. Mirotic was sucker-punched by Portis in practice before the season started, and 3-Cola says he ain't coming back if the team has Portis still on the roster. The Bulls respected that by signing Portis to an extension. Now comes word that the players back Portis. Can I say that I'm not sure if the Bulls are super dysfunctional or if the Sun-Times just has it out for them? Because when the Sun-Times at the core of all the Derrick Rose stuff as well, they're always at the center of the Bulls' chaos. They're either good reporters or they're just looking for it. It just always seems like they have that scoop. Every third week of an NBA season, last year it was Rondo and Wade and Butler. They're just always there. Anyway, turns out that they're not even scheduling practice times together. So the two players aren't on the court at the same time. But something has to give here. Someone has to say uncle. And I know. I'll do it. I say uncle. I give. I quit. Bye, Bulls. Speaking of the Bulls, ESPN did a huge article video piece on Jimmy Butler, who said he has the February 9th game at the United Center circled on the calendar. And every time he scores in that game, he's going to glare at the Bulls bench. He also said that he knew it was going to either be his way or Hoiberg's way, and the Bulls chose Hoiberg. We'll see how history judges that one, huh? And then he fell out of a canoe, and ESPN pundits just loved it. It's like that was half of ESPN today. Look at Jimmy Butler falling out of a canoe. Oh, God. Okay. Coach John Fox talked to the media, and now we know what's up with Danny Trevathan. Drum roll, please. He hasn't been at practice because calf strain. Yep, he hurt himself against the Saints, and he just kept a low profile about it. Didn't practice today. Also, Martellus Bennett, the black unicorn, he won't play on Sunday for the Packers or ever again. The Packers cut him today, saying that he didn't disclose a medical condition when he signed his big contract. Yeah, he's a football player. My guess is that there's a couple of tears in every muscle the dude has. But again, hey, I'm not sweating it. He'll land somewhere else in the Packers. They lose another star, and my smile gets bigger. It sucks, doesn't it, Packer fans? Now you feel we're connected. We're connected right now. I'm usually very critical of this year's Bears. I get it. I mean, have you watched them? But 3-5 at the halfway point, it's not bad. And they beat the Steelers, who I just heard are considered the AFC frontrunners for the Super Bowl. The Carolina Panthers, who are still in the playoffs. The Baltimore Ravens, who are above 500 and should have beat the Falcons in week one. Not bad. They just need to get Trubisky some experience in learning how to win. I'm excited for the second half. And if it doesn't work out, you fire Fox and hire John Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh. John, Jim, who cares? Someone named Harbaugh, right? I'll take either, right? It was actually a mistake. It should be Jim, but I'm like, yeah. My brain just went, that's not a bad call either. But John, take either. Jason Hayward won the Gold Glove last night. He promptly accepted the award and weakly grounded it to second. And finally tonight, aldermen are looking into ticketing citizens for, quote, distracted walking. This is when you walk through a crosswalk on your phone, not paying attention. And if they caught doing it, $500 fine. Oh, sure, my idea of ticketing restaurants for offering up small plates is laughed out of the building. But this one has merit. What's next, diapers on horses? Or my better idea, diapers on pigeons? Think about it. That's the carryout for November 8th, 2017. Hey, it's going to get cold. We have stew, chili, and blankets made out of bread. Yep, it's a new thing. We're trying it out. We're not sure if it's going to stick. It works, just don't get it wet. Nobody likes the bread blankets? Mike Fouché is coming up. He's in Springfield tonight. We'll talk to him about all the action that's happening and Capitol, also here at City Council, chance to wrap her. At 8 o'clock, we'll talk with Aaron Elster about his story being a Holocaust survivor. It's a download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.